probably one of the biggest challenges in the field of communications, I'd say, is just like keeping up with the changing communication landscape. So, you know, with advancing technology and the evolution of social media, it can be really challenging to stay on top of all of it. Like, I'll date myself a little bit with this statement, but, you know, when I went to school, social media was not a thing yet. And when there was news to share, you know, old-fashioned media release was the way you spread the word. As you know, that's not really the case anymore. There, you know, are lots of ways that we could reach our audiences here at the hospital as well. So communication today, I guess, is more, I guess, focused on the two-way interaction and how can we have a discussion or a dialogue with our audiences. So I'd say that's probably the biggest challenge, is trying to adapt to that change, trying to learn as we go.
Have you always been involved in communications? Is that what you, you know, went to school? Is that where your formal training is in communications?
Yeah, it is. So I always kind of had an interest in marketing, promotion, that kind of thing. And initially, I think I was interested in advertising and thinking I would go into some kind of advertising. But I actually stumbled upon a communications course in university and fell in love with it. And, you know, when I realized that there was a role for communications in healthcare, it was like, bam, I hit the jackpot. Because I have a lot of respect for the people that I work with here in healthcare. And I can't imagine what it would feel like to have such an impact on a person's life. It's something I could never do myself. I'm way too squeamish. But it's really rewarding that I get to work alongside of these individuals and help them promote the wonderful things that they're doing. But I was born and raised here in St. Thomas, so I sort of always kept my eye on the hospital here for opportunities and communications. And then when something presented itself, I jumped at the chance to work here in my home community.
Do you have advice for them? Is there something for someone that's going, I'm not sure if I want to go that route, or how do I start out in that? Have you got a piece of advice for them?
I've had a couple students over the years, and I always say the same thing to them. I think it's network, network, network. So I was really lucky to become involved with a professional development organization when I was first starting out, and it really helped to kickstart my career. I met many of the friends and colleagues that I still have to this day, and we often will connect and share resources and share ideas, but taking the time, I think, to build a network, expand your contact base, and making those connections is really crucial. In communications, especially when you're just starting out in the field, they say it's often someone you know that gets your foot in the door. And I think that's very true. And if you have somebody that can provide you with a reference or with a referral, you know, it can help you stand out among other candidates. So I think emphasizing the importance of networking is the best advice that I could give.
One last question. Is there one, with all that you've done here and in facilities in London, is there one accomplishment that you're particularly proud of?
I mean, this always jumps out to me. I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but the year that I turned 40 was a really pivotal year for me. I was celebrating 10 years being cancer-free when I turned 40, and I also completed a university degree that I had been working on for 7 years. It was really difficult, you know, to be working full time and raising a family. And I had that health scare, and then I was dedicating time to my studies. But, you know, after 7 years, I turned 40 and I finished all of that. And it was, that's probably my greatest accomplishment.